Welcome to the Firehouse Strength and Conditioning Podcast, where we discuss strength and conditioning and its place in the fire service. I'm Eric Haskins, and I'm a professional firefighter and strength and conditioning coach. Enjoy the show. Welcome to today's episode on our new training guide and resource called Vitals. It is the 10 essential habits that are vital to your fireground performance and long-term health and wellness. Now, this has been a project I've been working on for quite a while. After reading kind of multiple books and attending some classes and reading kind of the latest research, there's multiple overlaps and kind of ideas that kept coming back around. And as I looked into some of the problems plaguing the fire service, I felt like I needed to put together something that at least, you know, as I get asked about this stuff, you know, what are my answers to it and what would I do? Now, as we dive into these problems, know that, you know, I've picked a few of these, but, you know, we could sit around the dinner table and discuss, you know, millions of problems going on in the fire service and the general population. And some of them are complex and complicated. And so I just want to take this kind of opportunity to offer up, you know, what I think are some simple solutions that, you know, in combination with each other could really lead to some long-term progress. So let's start with kind of talking about some of the problems that are going on. One of them is just sedentary behavior. More than 75% of career firefighters studied reported that they engage in less than 150 minutes of aerobic exercise on a weekly basis. This is the minimum recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Another issue going on is obesity. Several representative studies have found that roughly 75% of all firefighters are overweight, with 40% classified as obese, including a third of new recruits. Lack of fitness is another one for us. Coupled with the high prevalence of obesity, this likely explains that 37% of the participants that were studied were unable to exceed a cardiorespiratory fitness of 12 METs, which is the minimum exercise capacity required for the safe performance of firefighting, according to the NFPA. Now, 12 METs might sound familiar to many of you, you know, whether you're doing a mile and a half run or like a treadmill test as part of your annual physical or to get hired, you know, that minimum is established for us just to even be safe for the jobs that are required of us. Another issue going on is injury. An estimated 60,750 firefighter injuries occurred in the line of duty in 2021. Firefighters were more likely to be injured at fireground operations than at other types of duties. The leading cause of fireground injuries was overexertion or strain. And last, but definitely not least, is the problem of mental health in the fire service. Firefighters are more likely to die by suicide than in the line of duty. The National Fallen Firefighters Foundation estimates that there are between 100 and 200 firefighter deaths by suicide each year. That's double the rate of the general population. That is a staggering statistic and something that we should not take lightly, and we should be looking for solutions on how that we can address this mental health issue that is plaguing the fire service. As we look for solutions to these problems, one of the main kind of components or broad themes is going to be physical activity. A new study shows that physical activity is 1.5 times more effective than counseling or the leading medications. This study was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, and the review is the most comprehensive to date, encompassing 97 reviews, 1,039 trials, and 128,119 participants. It shows that physical activity is extremely beneficial for improving symptoms of depression, anxiety, and distress. Physical activity is known to help improve mental health, yet despite the evidence, it has not been widely adopted as a first-choice treatment. Importantly, the research shows that it doesn't take much for exercise to make a positive change to your mental health. In addition to physical activity, I want to take this approach of establishing better habits. Now, I recently reread Atomic Habits by James Clear, and there was this one quote that really stuck out to me. and it is making a choice that is 1% better or 1% worse seems insignificant in the moment. But over the span of moments that make up a lifetime, these choices determine the difference between who you are and who you could be. Success is the product of daily habits, not once-in-a-lifetime transformations. Now, a habit is a routine of practice performed regularly. So what we're going to talk about next is 10 essential habits that are vital to your fireground performance and long-term health and wellness. Each one in isolation may seem insignificant, but when combined and put into practice on a daily basis, will lead to better outcomes and have the power to change your trajectory over the lifespan of your career. So let's dive in and talk about each of these habits just real quick. So the 10 habits are strength, conditioning, aerobic activity, training and gear, mobility, move, get outside, nutrition, hydrate, and sleep. Now, as we talk about these things as far as habits and setting up targets on what we want to accomplish maybe on a daily basis or a weekly basis, when it comes to strength, we're looking for 2 or more sessions a week. Conditioning, we're looking for about 75 minutes a week. Aerobic activity, 150 minutes a week. Training and gear, at least one session a week. Mobility, working on our range of motion, 10 minutes a day. Moving, so just think about our daily step count, 10,000 steps a day. Getting outside, getting out in nature and sunlight, 20 minutes a day. When it comes to our nutrition and the markers we want to hit there, we're looking for 800 grams or 6 cups a day of fruits and veggies and 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight a day. Hydration, need to drink water. We're shooting for at least half your body weight in ounces a day of water. And sleep, probably one of the most important ones, is getting at least 7 to 8 hours a night. Now, some of these habits you maybe already are doing well. Say you already got them in the bag. Some of them, maybe you're not doing so well. Maybe you have no idea where you're going and kind of how you're doing with these. And so in our training guide, we've got a weekly tracker that you can print out from Monday through Sunday to just first track how you're doing with these things. How many times are you working out? Are you getting in strength sessions? What about light aerobic activity? Are you getting your mobility in? Are you getting outside? Where are you at on nutrition and sleep? So my recommendation is print out that weekly tracker and just start by figuring out where you are. This way, you can identify maybe areas of weakness that need some more attention, and then other areas where you're doing good. The important part is that we start to identify our strengths and weaknesses, and that we start to actually track these things and move things forward. Again, we're looking for just that aggregation of marginal gains, just 1% better here and there, but across all 10 of these vitals or these habits, that if we can just improve them a little bit over time, then all of them combined can make a powerful difference in the trajectory of our career. So if you're interested in learning more, go ahead and download our training guide for free and start filling it out. If you have questions, shoot us a message via email or on Instagram, and I'd be happy to dive into it with you further. And also expect to see more episodes in the near future as we're going to dive into each one of these vitals kind of in isolation and get a little more gritty when it comes down to the details. Hope you enjoyed this intro to our training guide and expect to see more in the future.